Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Mary Thomas Hart on WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., in just a moment. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 wean calves, and 6,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
In part one of our conversation with Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mary Thomas Hart, we talked about the Sackett versus EPA case that will be argued before the Supreme Court this coming fall. Today, we wanted to talk about the Biden administration's plan to come out with their own WOTUS rule sometime in 2022.
The Biden administration proposed yet another definition of WOTUS earlier this year, and that comment period closed at the beginning of February. So NCBA submitted comments, agricultural groups from across the country submitted comments, just again calling for really important, you know, clarity and regulatory certainty for everyday landowners, you know, farmers, ranchers, other land managers. And it'll be interesting to see what approach the Biden administration takes, because, you know, I think one thing that changed at the last minute, you know, the last 2 weeks of the comment period was the Sackett case. No one really expected that to happen, but when the Supreme Court granted cert to that case, that changes everything. And probably our most significant ask in our comments to the Biden administration was for them to press pause until we hear from the Supreme Court about the Sackett case, because regardless of what the Biden administration writes in their definition of WOTUS, they'll have to go back and revise it after the Sackett opinion. And, you know, if we're concerned about, you know, efficiently and effectively using government funds, writing a rule that you know you're going to have to revise is probably not the wisest move.
Maybe, but it does appear the Biden administration is signaling they want to get their version of a clean water rule out sooner rather than later. As far as which rule we're actually under the jurisdiction of right now?
So we currently stand under the set of regulations that were in place before the Obama rule. So go all the way back to 2014. That's the regime that we're operating under right now. And, you know, it's the enemy that we know, right? It's not our preference, but it is the set of rules and regulations that our members, that livestock and agricultural producers across the country have learned to work with and have learned to deal with. So, you know, I think if we're going to be in flux as we try to figure out, you know, a final definition of WOTUS, probably operating under the 1987 regulations is safe for most producers, because at least they know what they're dealing with. We aren't going to get caught in any gotcha enforcement actions. There won't be any surprises, because we've been working under these regulations for quite a while. So, you know, I think that the safest bet for landowners across the country is to continue operating under those regulations until we hear from the Supreme Court.
And at this point, that may be what actually happens. That's a pretty good bet that might, you know, even if the Biden administration tries to move forward, that'll be a while before they could actually get new rules in place, right?
Yes. Unless and until the Biden administration issues a finalized new definition of WOTUS, we will be operating under the status quo.
At this point, really, not really any call to action for cattle producers, for producers around the country. They just need to be watching and hearing whatever, you know, maybe some input that you give them or state agent or their state organizations give them regarding where we go from here, right?
Certainly. Yep. Keep a close eye on the Supreme Court. I know NCBA will certainly be watching.
Environmental Council, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mary Thomas Hart. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.